Glory be to God. I want you to say this with me. In Jesus' name. Devil, you have no authority. You have no power. You're not even welcome in this church. So you will not hinder in any way. Because we take authority over you. In Jesus' name. The name that is above every name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow. And every tongue will confess. So devil, get out of here. In Jesus' name. Woo, hallelujah. Now don't you feel better? Don't you feel better? Tell the truth. Hallelujah. Why? Because we don't have to put up with none of his junk. He's not going to oppress us. He's not going to depress us. Because Jesus lives on the inside of us. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. How many of you ready for the Word? Huh? How many of you come to hear me today and come to see me? Listen, no, I'm saying. Well, I want you to listen to what I'm saying. Well, if you just come to see me and hear me, you're going to miss it. Because if you come to hear from the Lord, now you can see me, and I appreciate that, and I love that. But the main thing is, we want to see and hear from God. Hallelujah. So, because man will fail you, but God will never fail you. Hallelujah. So we can't keep our eyes on man. We've got to keep our eyes on God and thank Him for what He's doing in our lives. Yes. Hallelujah. And thank Him for our pastor. Amen. And for the ones that He has brought to this church, to this local body. Hallelujah. Right? Amen. Woo! Hallelujah. How many of you got a Bible with you? How many's got one? If you ain't get one out of the pew there, I want you to hold it up. Say, this word says I can have everything I need, I want. So I am what this word says I am. I can do what this word says I can do. I can live abundantly. In victory. Because this word says so. And this is truth. And I believe the truth. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, I bet you wasn't expecting that, were you? I wasn't either. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Praise the name of Jesus. How many of you remember the last time I ministered here, what we ministered on? Oh, you haven't forgotten. Boldness of faith. Boldness of faith. You know, I didn't get done with that message. I said so. Someday, maybe I'll get to bring the second part. The second part is coming today. Hallelujah, okay? How many of you know God wants you to live a victorious life? How are we going to please God? There's only one way. Faith is the only way we can please God. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. So, the only way we're going to please Him is through faith. By faith. Now, you know, all through the Word, we see there's different categories of faith. Jesus told disciples, He said, "Oh, you have little faith." So that don't please Him, does it? Little faith. Thank God we got faith. I mean, He has dealt to every man the measure of faith. So we've got faith. That faith, I believe, He dealt to every man is faith to get born again. To believe that Jesus died. Sometime or another, it's going to come your time. And if you don't, and if you receive what God has for you, that little measure of faith that God gave you is going to rise up. You're going to receive Jesus as your Savior. It happened to me. So we're going to be looking at, he said, oh, ye of little faith. He told us, why is it that you don't have any faith? And then he says, there's great faith. So we're going to be looking at, hallelujah, boldness of faith. Now, when we get into the great faith, that's when we get into the boldness of faith. Hallelujah. I want you to open your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 10. We're going to recap some. Praise God. How many of you like to recap or to go back and find out where we left off or what we talked about and pick up again? Glory, hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 10. Are you there yet? I'm not yet. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 10. So let's pray. Father, we come to you in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you for your blessings upon us this day. We thank you for the honor and the privilege that you have given us to come back to your house, Lord, to worship you in spirit and truth, because you seek such to worship you. We're privileged and we're honored to be able to come and fellowship around your word and hear what you have for us today. Holy Spirit of God, I ask you to rise up big on the inside of me. Lead me into the Father's perfect will. Give me the words the Father's wanting to say to us this day. I thank you for that. Lord, I thank you that I can do all things through Christ Jesus. My strength is in you, Lord. I'm not in my own strength, but I'm in your strength. I can do all things through Christ Jesus, which strengthens me. Thank you, Lord. Everybody said amen. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. Are you at Hebrews chapter 10? Let's read verses 35 and 36. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. And remember there it says, cast not away, therefore, your confidence. And that word there, confidence, means boldness. Don't cast away your boldness. You know, when you first get born again, this is the way it was with me. I hope it's this way with a lot of y'all, or even better. I began to get turned on to the Word. I was in a denominational church. Wasn't getting taught the full Word. So I had a hunger to come upon me. And I began to read and study and pray at home, at night, when I would come home from working 12 and 14 hours a day. Every night I would be in there reading my Word, praying, and spending time with God till 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. Get up at 6 and go to work. Come home so late, my kids were already in bed asleep, wasn't it, Patsy? Tell her good night, and I love her, and go to my prayer room to study it. And God began to show me things that there's a whole lot more in here than I was getting where I was going. So I begin to ask questions. You know, sometimes when you ask questions, it stirs up problems. Especially if you're asking the wrong people. Hallelujah. So I begin to ask questions. And my pastor, to where I got born again, the church I got born again at, the church I helped build when I was a sinner, begin to tell me that that's not for us. Tongues is not for us. You might be cussing God if you spoke in tongues. And I said, why would God give me something to curse him with? So I began to ask all kinds of things. But anyway, finally I got on the right track. I started going to a Word of Faith church. It was new. Back then, you know, when people that didn't go to church didn't know nothing about it, I heard all kind of crazy things about that church. The people hung from the swing from the chandeliers and all kind of stuff. I'm telling you the God's truth. So I started going. My boss man that I worked for, he was started going up there, and he said, you ought to come up there and try it. So we went up there, and we was already looking for different places, you know. We couldn't find nowhere we know where we were supposed to be. And so we decided we'd go, and I said, how'd you like it? She said, I don't know. I said, I don't know either. I don't say no. I said, when it come back that evening, I said, you want to go back up there tonight? And she said, yeah. So next thing you know, we played around the creek bank, and we fell in. Hallelujah. But now I was already filled with the Holy Spirit when all this took place, because I was reading and studying at home, listening to Kenneth Copeland tapes that my boss man was giving me, and Jerry Savelle and all, and Jimmy Swaggart. I bought tapes and tapes and tapes of Jimmy Swaggart and how to be filled with the Holy Spirit and stuff and all. And I began to get in there, and I'd be in there every night, everybody in the bed over in the morning, and I was praying, asking God to fill me with the Holy Spirit. And he did, and I was so dumb, I didn't even know it. I'm serious. One day I come home from work, and I was walking through the house. I said, Pat said, I wish you would hush that. See, if you don't understand what's going on, then you sometimes you don't want to hear it. But anyway, when I started going to this church, it was Calvary. It was Calvary Church then, later changed to Calvary Praise and Worship down on 601 at Midland. Pastor David Carroll began to teach us, and we began to go there and he'd teach us and all. And so we had a guest speaker. I don't even know why. I had no idea I was going to be saying this, but God does. We had a guest speaker to come there, and he was ministering on the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And his name, I can remember it just as plain, was Dwayne Norman. And he began to minister on the Holy Spirit. So when they had the altar call and when people wanted to get filled with the Holy Ghost come up, I was right there. She was sitting back over in the pew. Patsy was. She didn't go up. But they began to go down that line and lay hands on people and pray for them to receive the Holy Spirit. When they laid their hands on me, she got filled. Right there in the pew and began to speak in tongues. And I began to speak in tongues. So up there they have everybody, you know, when you're getting filled, just be everybody praying in tongues and stuff. So I began to pray in tongues and all. And they got done, they said, how'd it feel? I said, it felt kind of dry. And they said, do what? I said, it felt kind of dry. And they began to ask me questions, and I told them that, I said, as far as that tongue stuff, I was doing that in my bedroom, my living room one night, and I started doing that, and they told me, well, you already filled. All you need to do is just keep on praying in tongues. But she got filled. Our whole life changed. A hunger like I've never had before come on me. And I couldn't get enough of this wonderful stuff, and it's not Mountain Dew. Hallelujah. You remember the old song, Mountain Dew? I can't get enough of that wonderful stuff. Good old Mountain Dew. Talk about liquor. Hey, I used to drink it. I used to drink from the devil's fountain. I didn't quit drinking, I just changed fountains. I drank from the anointed Holy Ghost. I drank from the fountains of water flowing up out of me. And I don't have no hangover. You would be surprised of how much joy I get out of ministering the Word. Now the devil comes to my mind just like he does yours. I was sitting there a little bit ago and I began to get nervous. And I said, what in the world are you nervous for? You can't do nothing no way. If anything's going to be done, it's going to be God doing it. Because if it ain't God doing it, all you got is flesh anyway. Woo, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Now, I did that to make you, or not to make you, to try to get you to understand where I'm coming from. I was raised in a place where, or in a family that was hadn't even, we were so low down and so poor, we hadn't even heard tell of living in poverty. We were below poverty. But I'm going to tell you what. When you get turned on to the Word, and you begin to give your tithes and your offerings, and you begin to live by the Word, God will bless you. Hallelujah. I'm the only person, only sibling in my family that ever bought, except my brother that's passed on now, ever bought home and property. And I'm saying this because of God. He has blessed me. Because when I got turned on to tithes and offerings and giving of myself to the Lord, you can't outgive God. Woo, hallelujah. So I'm not bragging on things. I just always said, even when I before I got born again, I said, I want my kids to have better than what I had. And when I got born again, I said, my kids can have much better than what I had. Why? Because I teach them and train them when they were growing up. Now, they don't look like they're going to make amount to much as far as spiritual right now. But the devil is a liar, and he's got to get his hands off my family. And I've already proclaimed and keep proclaiming that I will not lose not one of my children to the devil. Hallelujah. Now, if I didn't know what this word says, I couldn't have boldness and confidence in that. But we're talking about boldness here, and I have boldness in that. The devil, every once in a while, trying to slip something into my mind, saying, look at there, all that preaching you've done ain't going to be worth a hoot because your family's not even living right. I'm not saying all of them, some of them. I said, devil, I'm not moved by what I see. I'm moved by the Word of God. Hallelujah. And my faith is in that word that my children will all make it into heaven with me. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I don't know where to go or where to keep going that way or go this way. So I'll just, Holy Spirit, you just take charge. Well, you already have, haven't you? I give it to you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. But I wanted you to know that. You boldness of faith in the... standing on the Word of God when all hell has broke loose and don't look like there's no way out. I'm telling you. Look like there's no way out. But if you stand, and you stand, and you keep on standing, you will have the victory. The Bible says when you've done everything you know to do, just stand and keep on standing. He's talking about do everything that you know to do with the, in the Word. Then you just stand and keep on standing. Glory, hallelujah. Can somebody say amen? Amen. It's getting hot in this Holy Ghost-filled church, isn't it? Hallelujah. The anointing is strong up here. I'm telling you, it is. It makes me sweat, but I wouldn't trade it for nothing. Glory, hallelujah. Hebrews, let's go back, see if we can get going there. 10 and 35 and 36, cast not away therefore your confidence or your boldness. How many of you know Tammy Faye Baker used to sing a song, don't give up, you're on the brink of a miracle. Have you ever heard that song? There's too many people in the church that gives up and does not stand in that boldness of faith and misses their miracle. You're right at the very tip of receiving your miracle. Sometimes we listen to what the devil says more than we listen to what God says. Now, can somebody say amen or oh me? I'll say amen because I know that now. I say oh me because I've done that stuff before. How many of you know you cannot receive above the knowledge you have of what God has for you? If you don't know that it's in this word, then you don't know you can have it. That's why Paul told Timothy, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. Now, if you can rightly divide the word of truth, you can also wrongly divide the word of truth. That's what you need the Holy Ghost for. I take him with me everywhere I go. He's my ever-present help in time of need. He's ever-present with me. How is he ever-present? Because he lives on the inside of me. Hallelujah. And so he's my ever-present help in time of need. When I need him, all I have to do is begin to talk to him. Glory be to God. And he begins to rise up and teach me. You got to be reading. Have you ever been reading the Word and reading, reading, reading? Read something and read something and read something time and time and time and time again. And then this all at once, when you read it, it just jumps out at you. That's because you can't contain, you can't glean from this Word everything it says just by reading it one or two times. What does study mean? Reed, what do you have to do to go to the Life Christian University? Do you have to study 2 minutes a day? Huh? 2 minutes a day? Oh, he's meddling now, ain't he? No, you got to study, you got to study, you got to read, 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 study, study, study. And if you, when you get it in you, then you know when you got it. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Confidence. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence or your boldness, which has great recompense of reward. If you don't cast it away, and let me put it this way, if you don't abort it, you'll receive the fullness of it. Glory, hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Look down there in verse 36. Glory, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Look down there. We're going to get on past here in a little bit, maybe. For you have need of patience. Oh, that's a word we don't like, isn't it? Patience. How many of you ever pray for God to give you patience? But how do you get patience? You got to let patience have its perfect work. You got to work patience out in your own being, in your own life. Hallelujah. For you have need of patience that after you have done the will of God, I'm going to say, King James says might, but I'm going to say you will receive the promise. You will receive the promise. Hallelujah. Why? You got to receive it by faith before you get it in the natural. You know that? Glory, hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Proverbs 28:1 says, the wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous are bold as a lion. Proverbs 28:1. I'm going to read that to you out of the New Living Translation. The wicked flee when no man pursues, but the uncompromisingly, Amplified says, the uncompromisingly righteous are bold as a lion. You're only bold when you don't compromise the Word. Why? Because your strength and your boldness comes from the Word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Ephesians 3:12 says, in whom we have boldness. Who's he talking about? Where do you get your boldness from? Who are you supposed to go to for boldness? The Word of God. The more you read the Word, the more you know the Word, the more you understand who you are and what you have in the Word, then you have understanding that your boldness comes from the Word. You know what God's Word says. You know what God has already promised you. You know what authority you have over the devil. Glory, hallelujah. That's worth shouting over right there. In whom we have boldness in the Lord Jesus Christ and access with confidence by faith into Him. Confidence or boldness, hallelujah. Hebrews 4:16 says, let us therefore come boldly into the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Now, how are we supposed to come to the throne of grace? Huh? See, people that don't understand who they are in Christ Jesus won't come boldly. A lot of people go praying, Lord, I'm nothing but an old sinner, but to say they're being born again for 20 years. How can you be a saint and a sinner at the same time? I can't figure it out. You're either a saint or you ain't. Hallelujah. Jesus said there's no straddling the fence. Glory, hallelujah. Therefore, let us therefore come boldly into the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Do you hear what he said there? And grace to help. That grace there is power. Did you know that? It's power. The Holy Spirit, the grace of God, is power. Grace is power for you to fulfill what God has given you or called you to do. How many of you remember Paul? Paul's on the road to Damascus, you know, and he got saved, got born again. Anyway, he said, least I should be exalted above my measure, or the measure that was given to me, a thorn in the flesh. Now we know the thorn in the flesh was a messenger from Satan to buffet him. It goes on and tells us that. And Jesus, he said, for this I besought the Lord thrice or three times that he would take it away from me. And did he take it away? What did he tell Paul? He said, my grace is sufficient for you. My grace, if you receive my grace, and if you know what grace is, my grace has the power for you to overcome every one of them things the devil's trying to do to you. How do you think Paul survived all those shipwrecks and everything and all? It was because of the grace of God, and he told Paul how to use it. My grace is sufficient for you. Grace is power. Hallelujah. So, because I can't do nothing within myself. But because of the grace of God and Jesus dying on Calvary for me, I can do all things through Christ Jesus, which strengthens me. My strength comes from Him because of the grace that He gave me. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Look over there at Hebrews chapter 10, verses 19 through 23. Are you there? Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. That's where we go straight into the Holy of Holies because of the blood of Jesus. We don't have to go to a priest and have a confession. All we can do, we go straight into the heavenly of heavenlies. Holy place. The most holy place in the presence of God. Anytime we want to. Glory, hallelujah. It don't say one time a day, two times a day, or 10 times a day. Every time we want to, we can go boldly into the throne room of grace. Thank you, Jesus. By a new and living way, which He hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, His flesh. By the new and living way, you know, they talk about the curtain and tore from the top to the bottom at the Holy of Holies when Jesus was crucified. Well, He's talking about His flesh was torn for us. and the new covenant for us to go straight into the Holy of Holies. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Hallelujah. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. For he is faithful that promised. You hear what he said? Hold fast our confession of faith without wavering. Now, how many of you know sometimes you might have to hold fast your confession of faith for 2 days? It may be a week. It may be a month. It may be 6 months. Because sometimes that's just the way it happens. Sometimes we got to get ourselves into a position to receive what God has for us. Now, promises of the Word of God, I believe you can pray them and receive them and they can manifest like that. But some other things takes time and prayer. You know, what scripture do you have for that? How many times did Jesus go to Gethsemane and pray? Huh? Was it 3 times, wasn't it? Sometimes you have to begin to stand and pray and believe and can't stand. And when you've done everything you know to do, stand is keep on standing. Glory, hallelujah. So that we may boldly say, wait a minute, So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. What shall I fear? What man can do unto me? The Lord is my helper. Hallelujah. What shall I do, man do unto me anyway? I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Go to Ephesians chapter 6. Is it hot in here to y'all? The heat's up here, isn't it? Always is. Ephesians chapter 6. Look at verses 18 and 20. Now, we're talking about boldness here, and, you know, faith is boldness, boldness of faith that we need. Now, in the Word, God tells us in the Word how we need, how we get that boldness of faith. How many of you know, how many of you ever, are you bolder now than what you used to be? Are you? Well, how did you get it? Huh? By praying, what he said, supplication, spending time with God is how you get boldness. You can pray for boldness. But you can also study the Word, and as you begin to know who you are and what you can do and what God says you can do, then you can get bolder. If I say, well, you know, if I tell you I got $1,000 in my pocket, if you come up here and get it, if I like to say, well, you know, I could have $1,000 up here in my pocket if you come up here and get it. Now, that don't mean I have, but that, you know, it could be. Because I don't have it. I can say that. But now if I have it, I can say, I got $1,000 up here in my pocket. If you want it, you come up here and I'll give it to you. I can say it with boldness because I have what I said I have. Now, when you begin to understand the Word of God, just because when you begin to speak faith, you say, I have all of my bills paid, I'm living debt free and all that, and it's not happening or it's not that way in your life, then that tells me you've been in the Word, you've been begin to call those things that are not as though they were. Now, you can't go out here and waste your money and live like somebody that hadn't got any restraints and expect God to pay all your bills off in 6 months. You got to be keeping up and being a good steward of what God blesses you with. But you find out that you can have it, it's yours by faith, then you can boldly proclaim it. Does that make sense to you? That's because of boldness. I know what God's Word says, devil. You cannot stop me from doing what God has called me to do. I'm bold in that because I know who I am and in whom I believe. And every sermon's not going to be the same as the last one. You understand that? Some, if you categorize it, is better, some is better than others, but if it's the Word of God, all of it's good. You need it all. We need to be reminded. Well, I know all that. No, you need to be reminded of it. In our ministers' meeting we have every Tuesday, there's not a one of us that's ever ministered there that hasn't said at one time or another, well, what are we going to be looking at today? All of us know, but we really need to look at it again because there's things in there that we haven't received yet. And we do that because that's, we feel like that's where the Lord, each month, a different minister ministers for the month. And that's where the Lord, we feel the Lord is leading us. So when we obey the Lord, He brings the fruit of. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hebrews 13 and 6 says, no, we got to be at Ephesians, right? Ephesians. Everybody say Ephesians 6, 18 and 20. 18 through 20. Praying, here's a one way, or part of the way you can get boldness, or one way you can get boldness. This is a prayer for boldness here. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. What is that? What is he talking about? Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. What's he talking about? Praying in the Holy Ghost. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Praying in the Spirit. Glory, hallelujah. So what does Jude 20 say? Building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. How are you going to get built up? Is God going to build you up? You got to build yourself up. Praying in the Holy Ghost builds you up. Hallelujah. How many of you ever feel like, man, hey, I'm at the very bottom. Bottom, and I'm about to fall over. Then what you need to do is do what the Bible says and what he tells us in Jude, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. You know, when the devil comes against you and you spend time with God, the more time you spend with God, the smaller the problem looks, it seems. And finally, if you spend enough time with God, you said, I don't even know why I even was concerned about that, because I have the victory. That's what praying in the Holy Ghost will cause that boldness to rise up. Hey, wait a minute. That's not what God's Word says. I can do all things through Christ Jesus, which strengthens me. No weapon formed against me shall prosper or succeed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Look up there in verse 19. And for me, now listen, he wants you to pray. He's saying pray. Then he says, and for me that utterance may given unto me. Pray for other people. This is what Paul's saying here. And pray for me that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly. Y'all need to pray for me that I'll open my mouth boldly. I'm serious. I'm not near as bold as I want to be. And I keep praying too and say, Lord, I thank you for giving me boldness. Hallelujah. The more I know, the bolder I get. Hallelujah. That I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mysteries of the gospel. See, there's a catch there. Open my mouth boldly to the mysteries of the gospel, not just shooting off at the mouth. In other words, that utterance may give in me that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mysteries of the gospel. Now this is what he says, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Every one of us ought to be speaking boldly about the things of God. Why? Because it's truth. There's no greater truth than the Word of God. Or the only real truth is the Word of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. 1 John 2:28 says, "And now, little children, abide in Him." What does abide mean? It means to stay, doesn't it? Abide in Him. Stay hooked up to Him. "And now, little children, abide in Him, that when He shall appear, we may have confidence or boldness and not be ashamed before Him at His coming." That's going to be awful, isn't it? There's going to be people that's going to be ashamed when Jesus comes back. Did you know that? The Bible talks about they run and cry for the rocks to fall upon them and all kind of things taking place. You know, during, you know, when all this mess is before Jesus comes back and set up His throne, His kingdom. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Proverbs 14:26 says, "The fear of the Lord," now listen, "the fear of the Lord is strong confidence, and His children shall have a place of refuge." Or let's read it this way. "In the fear of the Lord is strong boldness, and His children shall have a place of refuge." The fear of the Lord, Proverbs says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. How many of you want wisdom? You know you can pray for wisdom? James says, "If any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives liberally and upbraideth not." He don't show partiality. He will give you the wisdom you need. And He's already given us the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit's on the inside of us. And He begins to just rise up and gives us that wisdom that we ask for. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to share right here confidence. We're going to look at confidence because confidence and boldness go hand in hand. You know that? When you say, "Then, man, he's bold," or "man, he's confident," it's basically the same thing. He's got boldness, man. He's really bold in his speech, isn't he? Or he's got confidence in himself, don't he? Or something, you know, I'm using that as an illustration. Confidence means trust and reliance. If I trust God that this word is true and I rely on the word, I can walk in victory. I can have everything I ever wanted as long as it lines up with the word. And I can have some things that don't even line up with the word because God will bless you supernaturally, abundantly above anything you would ever wish or think or hope for if we are doers of the word. Confidence, certainty, and assurance. Belief in one's ability. Do you believe God can do what He says He can do? That's what He's talking about, believing in one's ability. Do you believe God can heal the sick? Do you believe it's still God's will to heal everybody? It is, whether you believe it or not. That don't change God's word. It's His will to heal everybody. And I've heard people say, "Well, brother, I don't believe that. Because if it's His will to heal everybody, then everybody be healed." I said, "Well, let me ask you something. Do you believe it's Jesus died on the cross for your sins? Do you believe He died for the whole world? Then you telling me that you don't believe that Jesus or God heals everyone? Then you telling me that He can't save everyone? He's telling me it's not His will that any should perish, but all should have everlasting life. Then when you telling me, if you say that all, it's not God's will for everybody to get born again, it's not God's will to heal everybody, when you telling me that God ain't keeping His word, He ain't who He says He is. But I got news for you. I know in whom I believe, and I'm persuaded He's able to keep me all the way. And He's able and willing to heal everybody and to save everybody. They just got to get themselves into the position to receive it." Hallelujah. Can you say amen? Confidence to believe another will keep His word. There's a good one. Do you believe God will keep His word? Now we talk, and there's some people in my life. Some friends I have, I know, if I go to them and ask them, and I need anything, if they have it, any way they can get it, they will give it to me. And I got some friends that if they got anything that I need and I go to them and ask them, then they won't do it. Why? Because they're different people. Some, they just different. Because everybody don't receive. Everybody don't receive the giving and receiving like we should, like the Bible teaches it. Giving it shall be given unto you. What am I going to get out of it? What are you going to get out of it? How much you going to pay me back if I loan you $50? You know, the Bible says you aren't supposed to charge your brothers and sisters any interest on what you loan. And it also says you don't loan to them, just give it to them if you can. You know? Why? Because God will repay you. Glory, hallelujah. To believe another will keep his word, and faith to trust. Faith to trust. Unquestioning belief in God. Now, all this here is showing us boldness of faith, isn't it? Complete trust or reliance. Glory, hallelujah. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. I still got 2 hours. All right. I believe you're getting something. Are you getting anything? If you're not, we'll close it down and go home. Hallelujah. Let's go to 2 Timothy 1 and 6, chapter 1 and verses 6 and 7. 2 Timothy. I want to show you something here. And like I said, we went through this. But you know, when we hear a message, we don't glean but just a very small amount from it. Did you know that? They say like 10% of it. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 6 and 7. Now this is Paul talking to Timothy. And we're still talking about boldness of faith. Now, let me throw this in here. Smith Wigglesworth was a great man of God in his day. He still books and books and all telling all the great miracles that God did through Smith Wigglesworth. But Smith Wigglesworth and all these other great men of God, great generals of faith, they have to be willing to yield themselves and let God use them. How many of you know he ain't going to take over your body whether you want him to use it or not, do it anyway? But he had to be a willing person. And how many of you know he raised people from the dead? That don't mean you can raise people from the dead. That's a special anointing that's upon a person. Now, the Bible says the works that Jesus did we can do also and greater than these. And we wonder why that, you know, just anybody can't raise people from the dead. That's a whole different category there. We'll maybe get into that one day sometime later. 2 Timothy, but I was talking about the great men of God. He was a great man of faith. I'll tell you about the time. he believed, he was strict on what he believed. And he was, I'm going to put this in there for you so you get a little laugh out of it, okay? I was reading this book, was talking, telling about him. This guy was telling about him that was back in those days, you know, wrote a book. And it says Smith Wigglesworth, they was having a series of meetings at this church. And Smith Wigglesworth was the pastor. I mean, not the pastor, but the guest speaker. And after service, they had a big, you know, we used to have like homecoming things or something like that, you know, dinner on the ground, all this stuff, you know. And so they asked Smith to give the thanks over the food, Smith Wigglesworth. So he gets up there and he says, Lord, if you can bless what you've cursed, then bless this pig. And gets down and goes and eats. I mean, you know that he cast the demons into the pigs. Jesus did. And Smith said, Lord, if you can bless what you've cursed, then bless this pig. That's all he said. I guess he ate some of the pig. He blessed it, didn't he? Hallelujah. That is coming. But coming from somebody like Smith Wigglesworth, it will make you chuckle, yeah. Hallelujah. Are you there in chapter 6, 1 Timothy chapter 6? I mean, chapter 1, verse 6. Therefore, I put thee in remembrance. Paul talking to Timothy. Listen, I want you to look up here. Say, Pastor Lewis is talking to me. And I'm talking to myself too. When I speak these words, listen. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance that you stir up the gift of God which is in you by the putting on of my hands, what Paul told Timothy. He's talking about the gift of the Holy Spirit. When you receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, stir up that gift on the inside of you. How many of you got filled with the Holy Spirit by laying on hands? Somebody laid hands on you and prayed and you got filled with the Spirit. Well, there's a way to get it. You know, it can just fall on the whole congregation too. It can fall upon somebody while they're up here in the altar praying and laying hands on people like it did Patsy. Listen to what he's saying. Wherefore, I put thee in remembrance that you, say me, I got to do it. Stir up the gift of God which is in you. I mean, raise your hand if you feel with the Holy Spirit in here. All of you, if you feel with the Holy Spirit, then he's talking to you. How many of you know that this is God's word to us? It's not just Paul talking to Timothy. This is the word of God to us. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance that you stir up the gift of God which is in you by the putting on of my hands. For God hath not given, say this with me, for God has not given me a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. Then look at verse 8. Be not therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner. But be thou a partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God. He said, Timothy, stir up that gift that's on the inside of you. When I laid my hands on you, you got filled with the Holy Spirit. It's up to you to stir up that gift. I can stir you just a little bit. Hallelujah. I can. Part of my job or part of my ministry is the Lord has given me. It's not a job. It's a ministry. Part of my ministry is to stir you up. The Bible says that part of my ministry is to provoke you unto love and good works. How many of you know it's good works if you spend time in your prayer closet? It's good works if you spend time building yourself up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Why? Because when you get yourself built up or build yourself up praying in the Holy Ghost and you come out and the devil starts coming your way, you can flee. When the enemy comes one way, you can make him flee seven ways. But if you ain't built up and built up in that Holy Ghost, built up, strong, and in the power of God, then you come out and they're going to come against you seven ways and you might be lucky if you get them to leave one way. But when you got the power and the boldness of God, you can take authority over the devil and you can put him on the go. Hallelujah. Am I getting too loud for y'all? I'll get excited and I do. Hallelujah. Now I want you to look. You see what we just read there in 2 Timothy. Now I want you to listen. These four things that Paul is telling Timothy in those few verses right there that he's supposed to be getting from that. Four things the gift of this verse consists of. He ain't give us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. So number one is a spirit of boldness. It's what he's getting there when Paul's telling him to do this. Number two is a spirit of power. Number three is a spirit of love. What do you say? God is love. If you're not doing what you're doing out of love, you're not doing what you should be doing. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because God is love, and everything that He has us to do in our ministry for Him supposed to be done through love. A spirit of love. And four is a spirit of a sound mind, sound understanding, and judgment. So when we spend time praying in the Holy Ghost, we shouldn't be making the mistakes that we make. We shouldn't be stumbling like we stumble sometimes. Why? Because we should be sharp in the Holy Ghost if we're spending time praying in the Holy Ghost and spending time with God in the Word. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. All right. We still got a few minutes, haven't we? Woo, hallelujah. What we got? An hour and a half left? Okay, thank you. Hallelujah. It's okay. It's about time for a good laugh, isn't it? Well, I'm just going to go 2 more hours instead of an hour and a half. Okay. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Now, I will give you a share some more Bible scripture, Bible verses on boldness. Hallelujah. Being bold is having courage. Well, this is not the Bible verse I'm going to share, but this is something I got, a little quotation here. Being bold is having, I want you to understand, listen to this, because we need it. Being bold is having courage and speaking out against what's wrong, no matter what others think or say. Have you ever been in a crowd and hear people saying stuff and all, and you know it ain't right, and you should say something, but you don't? That's not being bold. Being bold, go ahead and say it. You don't know what you might do. You might cause that person to repent and start doing living different. You don't ever know. Boldness is the best thing to tell the truth. It's doing God's will and continuing, and listen to this, it's doing God's will and continuing on the path that He put you on, regardless of the hardships you face. Now, how many of you ever done anything, if you know you did it and it's the right thing to do, it's not going to be an easy road ahead of you. But you still got to do it. You might have to hurt some of your family's feelings, but you got to speak truth. No matter how rough it is, the road you're on. Paul's saying this here, but I want you to look at Paul. Paul had a rough life. Would you want to go through the life that Paul had? But he was one of the greatest men of God that the Bible speaks of. But he did not have an easy life. Glory, hallelujah. It's doing God's will and continuing on the path that He put you on, regardless of the hardships you face. When you're bold, you know God is always on your side, and there's never a reason for fear. That's awesome. That's strong. That's just like when I was sitting there this morning. Oh, even yesterday when I was studying, getting ready, the old devil, he was up there and trying to get in my ear. He said, "What you going to do? You don't know which way to go." I said, "I know." And he's telling the truth, because I had 4 or 5 Bibles laying there. I had looking at here and looking and reading and turning and praying and get on the computer and pull up what little bit I know on there and stuff and all. And the old devil said, "What you going to do? You don't even know what you going to do." I said, "No, I don't, but God does. Hallelujah." I said, "And so it's not me, it's Him." Glory, hallelujah. Follow the bold examples of Jesus, Paul, and David, Joseph, and more. Boldness comes from our confidence in Christ Jesus and the atonement. That's where that boldness comes from. Now, don't get me wrong. Boldness doesn't always mean, I get loud to tell them I'm going to stand my ground. That means boldness also says what Jesus, what He say when they crucified Him. "Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing." It takes a bold person to speak those words when someone just killing you. Stephen, when they were stoning him, he said, "Lord, don't lay this sin to their charge." The man was bold in his faith. "You can kill this body, but you can't make me go to heaven or hell, either one." Glory, hallelujah. Only God can do that. If God is for us, who can ever be against us? I encourage all Christians, hallelujah. Listen, I'm saying this to all of us today. I encourage every one of us here today to pray in the Holy Ghost daily for more boldness and to live the life that God wants us to live. I'm challenging today. In other words, I'm trying to provoke you to love and good works. Hallelujah. Now, here's a quote a couple quotes I want to share with you. Now, listen to this. You need to write this down. Prayer in private results in boldness in public. Edwin Lewis Cole. Have you ever heard of him? He used to come on satellite a lot. Glory, hallelujah. One of the special marks of the Holy Ghost in the apostolic church was a spirit of boldness, A.B. Simpson. When we find a man, now listen, this is good. How many of you like to meditate on the Word? He's talking about you here. When we find a man meditating on the words of God, my friends, that man is full of boldness and is successful. Dwight L. Moody. You ever heard of him? Dwight L. Moody, yeah, man, he's older. He's probably passed away by now, isn't he? Hallelujah, I think so. Back to Proverbs 28 and verse 1. The wicked flee when no man pursues, but the uncompromising righteous is bold as a lion. Uncompromisingly. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, thank you, Lord. And Acts 4 and 28 says, and 29 says, but everything, now this is praying for boldness too, but everything they did was determined beforehand according to your will. And now, O Lord, hear their threats and give us, your servants, great boldness in preaching your word. You remember Peter and John when they had went up to the temple and the lame man, he said, silver and gold have I none, but such I have in the name of Jesus, get up and walk. They had a lot of repercussions that. The people didn't like that in any way. And they went home and they told the crowd that described the Pharisees, told them they better not preach no more in the name of Jesus. Do you remember that? And they said, well, whether we should listen to you or to God, you judge. And they went home and told the church folk that they went to about it, and they begin to pray, and they said, Lord, and grant unto your servants boldness that we may preach your word, and that you stretch forth your hand and heal by your holy child Jesus. The Bible says when they prayed that prayer, that boldness, they prayed for boldness, that the place was shaken and the Holy Ghost filled the place. It takes prayer if you want to be strong in the power of the Holy Ghost and the power of God. It takes prayer, spending time with God. Ephesians 6, we done read that one. Psalms 138 and 3, on the day I called, you answered me. You made me bold with strength in my soul. Woo, hallelujah. If we just quote the words of Scriptures, the verses in the Bible with boldness, our boldness ought to rise to a higher level. It will. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Acts 4 and 31, after this prayer, the meeting place shook and they were filled with the Holy Ghost and they preached the word of God with boldness. How many, do you believe Jesus was bold? Huh? He didn't want to ruffle no feathers, did he? Huh? He didn't care if he ruffled the feathers, did he? Because he spoke the truth. You remember when he went to the tomb of Lazarus? And he t- told Mary this, talking about, oh, if you'd have been here, Lord, he wouldn't have died. He was your great friend, and all this, and they were crying. And Jesus done told her before he ever went to the tomb. He said, Mary, your brother will live again. Oh, I know he'll live again in the resurrection. And Jesus said, I am the resurrection and I'm the life. I'm here now and I'm going to resurrect him. But she didn't get it. He goes to the tomb. There's a bunch of people there. And he goes to the tomb. And he says, he prays a prayer. He says, Lord, I'm not praying for myself. I'm praying for these people here. Back when he told the disciples, he said, let's go to Lazarus now. And he said, Lord, he's been dead 2 days. No, he said, let's go to Lazarus now. And he said, he's sleeping. And they said, Lord, if he's sleeping, he's going to get well. He's doing better. He said, no, he's dead. Read it. That's what he said. So he went down there. And he didn't go up there to that tomb. And he didn't say, now, y'all be quiet now while I talk to Lazarus or something. No, he goes up there and he says, Lazarus, come forth. All the demons in hell had to let go. And Lazarus come out of that grave. Now, I believe he could have went up there and said, well, you don't know, I am the resurrection and life. He said, Lazarus, come on up out of there. And he had to come out. But showing the boldness and the authority, I believe, telling us sometimes you got to get loud and strong with the devil. Sometimes you ain't just going to pacify around and get him to leave you alone. How many of you know that God's not scared of you getting loud? Did you know that? He's not scared if you don't either. But if you get loud and you praise God with your heart, how can you praise God with your whole heart if you don't get loud? I can't. I'm not built that way. I get loud up here. I bet that little girl that was in front of us this morning during praise and worship, I bet she said, man, I wish he had shut up. That's true. Why? Because you don't want to hear me sing either. Hallelujah. God was talking about me when he said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. He was talking about me. Some people can sing, but I'm not one of them. Glory, hallelujah. Praise God. We're fixing to close in a little bit. I'm going to just go to Hebrews chapter 11 right quick, just for a few minutes. Hebrews chapter 11. How many knows what that is? It's the faith chapter. Faith Hall of Fame, isn't it? Hallelujah. Now we know we're talking about boldness of faith and stuff here. And he goes on, talks about Abel, you know, and he talks about Enoch, God translating him. Talks about Noah, talks about Abraham in chapter 11. Glory, hallelujah. And then he talks about Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, Moses' parents, and Moses, all these great men of God, great people of God, bold faith. And then he gets down to verse 30, Joshua and Rahab. Now I want you to look here. By faith the walls of Jericho fell down after they compassed about 7 days. After they were compassed around, the children of Israel went around them for 7 days, Jericho, marching, doing what God told them to do. Hallelujah. By faith, the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not when she had received the spies with peace. 7 days they went around that place, and when they shouted, the walls fell down. Listen to that. He's talking about, this is people of great faith. He's talking about, it's in the faith chapter. You can look in it. Glory, hallelujah. Now, look down there in verse 32. And what shall I say more? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon, of Barak, of Samson, and of, that one there too, of David also. Of David also and Samuel and of the prophets. Verse 33, who through faith subdued kingdoms. Through faith, they beat the enemy, took over kingdoms. Glory, hallelujah. What did I get to? Who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions. Listen right there. Stopped the mouths of lions. Who's he talking about? He's talking about Daniel in the lion's den. The boldness of his faith, excuse me, shut the mouths of the lions. You know, when Daniel's talking about that, he said, the Lord has shut the mouths of the lions. But right there, it says that he did. Said that they shut the mouths of the lions. They did it through Christ. Through the Holy Ghost that was upon them. Upon them. You heard what I said. Upon them. Glory, hallelujah. Quenched the violence of fire. Three Hebrew children there. How many of you remember the story? Their boldness of faith. They said, we will not bow. We'll burn, but we'll not bow. And their boldness of faith. And God said that they were in the fire. And the old king looked down there and he said, man, didn't we throw three in? Bless God, there's four in there. And one of them looks like the Son of God. Boldness of faith. We're not going to burn. We are not going to bow. We're going to go and serve our God. We're not going to compromise. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Quench the violence of fire. Fire escaped the edge of the sword. And weakness were made strong. Waxed valiant in fight. Turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again. You remember old Elisha? Not Elijah, I believe it's Elisha. That man and woman had made God's servant a room under their house where he was coming into the country. He'd go in there and rest and relax and all this. And he's saying one day, he said, Lord, what can I do with this woman? She built me a room on her house and everything and all. What does she need? And he says, oh, she don't have no children. I'll just pray, Lord, you just give her a child, give her a son. And she had a son. He's out in the field one day with his daddy, had a heat stroke, and died. He sent him back home to his mom, and he died. And she says, now I'm paraphrasing, but she says, lays him on the bed, and she says, I'm going to see the man of God. She goes and somebody, he looks up, and I think his servant told me, he said, there comes somebody, go see and see what's going on. And they asked her, said, what's going on? She said, all's well. All is well. Before they get to the man of God, somebody asked her, how's it? All's well. She gets up there to the man of God, asked him all's well. She said, I never ask you for a child. I never ask you for a child. He goes to her house, and he raises her son from the dead. It's right there. He's talking about women got their children raised, or women received their dead raised to life again. Boldness of faith. Boldness of faith. I want to share you one more. Can I have just a few more minutes? I want to close this out with Luke chapter 18. We've got a few verses there. If you'll turn over there with me, I want you to see this. Glory, hallelujah. Luke chapter 18. If you get there before I do, holler amen. Keep on hollering amen until I get there. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Woo, hallelujah. All right, look at chapter 18. Let's start with verse 1. And he spake a parable unto them. Now, you remember in Mark chapter 4, it's talking about the sower sows the word. He said, if you don't understand this parable, how in the world can you understand any other parable? Because so many people don't even realize, don't even understand that the seed is the word of God. It's not money and stuff. Glory, hallelujah. Look what he says. And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that man ought always to pray and not to faint. Look up here at me. Say, I ought to always pray and not faint. That means don't get tired, don't get weary, don't stop praying, keep on praying. You know, Jesus says pray without ceasing. Well, how can you pray without ceasing? You've been an attitude of prayer. You don't have to stop and bow down all the time. You be doing everything else you need to do, praying in the Spirit, on the inside of you, praying. You don't have to speak out loud, but you got to be in that attitude of prayer. Glory, hallelujah. Now look at verse 2. There was in a city a judge who feared not God, neither regarded man. He was a nobody, wasn't he? He wasn't worth a who, was he? He wasn't a nobody. Jesus died for him, didn't he? Hallelujah. Neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of my adversary. And he would not for a while. But afterward, he said within himself, though I fear not God nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she wear me out. She ain't gonna give up. She's bold in her faith. If I don't give her what she's asking for, she's going to wear me out. Every day she's going to be coming aggravating me. Glory, hallelujah. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge saith. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of... Now listen to this. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? I believe it's the New Living Translation. It says, nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, will he find this kind of bold faith on the earth?